Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our WOSU fall membership drive. More about that in a moment. Lawmakers agreed to a short-term increase of the U.S. debt ceiling to avoid a first-ever default, but everyday Americans are not entirely out of the woods. There's still uncertainty, and that's a burden. We're talking about how to manage your personal finances today amid all this uncertainty, rising consumer prices, a housing shortage, and more. Jonathan Pond, known as America's financial planner, has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on personal finance. His latest book is titled Safe Money in Tough Times, and it's only available to public broadcasting audiences. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you very much, Ann. It's delightful to be back.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. And you know what I'm going to say next? Listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer, we have a great thank you gift package that will help you get your finances in order. This package includes Jonathan Pond's book, Safe Money in Tough Times. Plus, you'll get the Safe Money Financial Planner and Investment Planner. We'll talk about these planners in just a bit. But remember, if we thought we needed financial guidance after the recession in 2008, wow, the last 18 months has certainly shown us that we need to be prepared for the unexpected. What better time than right now to take a closer look at your financial future? Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get this great combo package and get practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Just call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. If you listen to All Sides every day, you know that the show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. In recent months, you've heard straight from healthcare experts about the continuing impacts of COVID-19. We keep you up to date on the local economy as well. We bring experts on the air so you can be informed and make smart decisions for yourself and your family. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. Do your part right now. And again, for $20 a month as a sustainer, get the Safe Money in Tough Times combo. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Well, Jonathan Pond, it's nothing's ever dull in the finance world, that's for sure.
Well, that's correct.
I always have news to bring to the fold. I mean, people are hearing a lot right now about this debt ceiling issue and the cataclysm it could cause on the world economy, just not the American economy, if the U.S. defaults for the first time ever. What are your thoughts about this as people head into December and this next deadline?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they play games like this, because the debt ceiling will be raised, but there'll be a lot of jawboning along the way, and ultimately it'll be resolved. I don't think people should pay a lot of attention to it. Certainly don't adjust your financial life in accordance with what might happen. And I can say that about just about everything that's in the news. We're long-term investors, so this will just be a bad memory 6 months from now. But they love to play these games, and it's sad, and it's why I think most recently the approval rate of members of Congress is now 27%.
Wow.
So go figure.
How would you characterize the state of the economy? Do you buy into the term stagflation that some economists are using?
I don't think it's necessarily stagflation. We do have inflation here, and that's concerning. And we're getting sick and tired of the term transitory, and basically saying, well, it will go away. Just keep your mouth shut and it'll go away. But I think the ingredients are there, Ann, for stagflation. We've got issues in the supply chain. We've got rising prices, and this could cause the economy to stagnate, if you will, and then the inflation just exacerbates the problem. So we're not out of the woods, as you mentioned at the outset, and it requires people being a little bit more careful with their money to make sure they avoid any problems and they don't take knee-jerk reactions to what they hear in the news. That to me is we have to realize that there are those in the news business that thrive on simply scaring people to death, and anybody who embraces these opinions is likely to get themselves or their finances in trouble. So look for prudence, as you find in public radio, in the approach to all of our problems. And to take this full circle, it's important to support WOSU in their mission, which is to get good information out to you, information you can trust and will help you sleep better at night. Because when all is said and done with our financial lives, you need to be able to sleep at night knowing you're under control.
Yeah, I think that's what scares people so much, is they feel like they're not in control. But their finances are something that they can manage.
They sure can. And recognizing that the industry, financial industry, thrives on obfuscation. And yet it isn't that complicated. And you do sensible things, prudent things with your money. And over time, you'll do fine. I mean, you just do fine. And it requires some discipline. It requires some sacrifice. But this is what we're going to talk about in the next hour.
Right. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our 89.7 NPR News membership drive, and financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering two thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. And these gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts. You can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money and Tough Times Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And remember, if you've done this before, things change. This is the sort of thing you can do over and over again, and it gets updated. It's not going to be the same exact advice that you got maybe 10 years ago or 5 years ago. It's going to be different. Or at the $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Safe Money and Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan give you personalized investment advice. This advice is tailored to your current financial situation. So maybe 5 years ago, it was one thing, but today you're getting ready to retire, or you're planning on retirement, or wherever you are in your life. It's tailored to your current financial situation. Make that $10 a month at WOSU.org right now, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. This station brings you coverage you can trust when it comes to the latest information from the Ohio State House, social justice and race issues, and ongoing global pandemic issues. With so much going on, having a trusted news source has never been more important. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio, and we are proud to say that listener support is the foundation of our budget. You're the foundation of how we plan our day every day in terms of getting the news out to you and getting the issues to you that you need to know more about, but you're the foundation of public radio, and we're proud to say that. That means we do not have to answer to advertisers. We answer to you, our listeners. If you have never given before, I'm asking you to take that plunge with us now and become a new member. A lot of new members start at $10 a month as a sustainer. If that works for your budget, then you can also get Jonathan's financial planner or investment planner as a thank you gift. And you'll be supporting a station you trust. So think about it, $10 a month for everything you hear on 89.7 NPR News every day. Become a part of the WOSU family. Give now, go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thank you to Patrick and Barbara Bowers for kicking things off this hour. Thanks for your gift. Again, the number is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond, the Social Security Administration has announced the biggest inflationary increase in retirement benefits in decades, something like 5%. How does this affect personal finances across the board?
Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that retirees are going to receive a significant rise, as you mentioned. It's actually the highest annual increase in 39 years, up to 5.9%. That's a wonderful boost to your highly needed income. On the other side, the bad news is that inflation is starting to take a toll on people's pocketbooks. And who was affected more but retirees? And inflation may start running ahead of annual raises in one's pay. So it's a difficult issue to deal with. It can drag down the economy as people either postpone making purchases, or they simply can't afford to make purchases that they otherwise would have because the price has risen too much. So it's we shall see certainly whether inflation persists, but there's more and more concern that it will. And just because you have inflation, some people think, well, you know, if inflation is higher, interest rates are higher, that may happen, but it may not. It's there was one period where we had there was a period of 15 years between the inflation and the ensuing rise in interest rates. So these are pocketbook issues which you need to be mindful of, and mindful also of the way you invest.
866-897-9678 is the number to call if you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, there's another number to call. It's 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. For personal finance questions, give us a call. Frankly, they're usually the better questions. It's always interesting to hear about some of the issues that people are facing in day-to-day life, don't you think, Jonathan? I mean, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. We all have a different piece that we play in this puzzle.
That's right. And it affects everybody. You may think that you're the only one have this problem, but it certainly isn't the case.
Exactly.
So do give a call.
You know, the global supply chain has been the big ongoing story of the pandemic, helping to drive up prices and cause delays and disruptions. But I was interested to read in your ponderings that right now there's a lot of good deals coming up on durable goods, like big appliances and that kind of a thing. And you said, don't go running out and buying it just to buy it because it's on sale. But I'm hearing about people having to wait months to get a stove.
Yeah, it is. But with any luck, you can lock in the price now for the stove, which you'll get later. We in the Pond household have a failing refrigerator. That's enough to cause panic. So we aren't going to get a refrigerator right away, but we're going to get in line for that. And hopefully we'll prevail in this cause of angst in the household. So it's the supply chain. There's not a lot you can do about it. You need to prepare perhaps ahead for things. You need to maybe be buying your holiday gifts a little earlier. But I'm not sure this isn't a tempest in the teapot, because again, they start to concentrate on these things, and now they're paying attention to the supply chain, and hopefully it'll be resolved sooner rather than later. And but only time will tell in something like this.
Are consumers contributing to the bottleneck, do you think? Or is it something, you said it's something we can't control?
Yeah, consumers have a lot of money. And the pandemic, there were extra emoluments from the government for many consumers, but also it was an inability to spend. So now they've got the money to spend, and I'm gratified that they're saving more.
Yeah.
But they're also spending more, and that increases demand. And as industry recovers from the pandemic, you have a perfect storm of increased demand, but the supply chain, the manufacturer is now trying to get back to volumes that were pre-pandemic. So it's something perhaps it should have been anticipated. Hindsight is always 20/20, however, and we just have to live with it.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thank you to Karen Claussen from Powell for showing your support during our listener-supported 89.7 NPR News Fall Membership Drive. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher. And joining us this morning, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you will receive Jonathan's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Plus, we'll add in the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD. This is a great deal for $20 a month. Think about $20 a month and everything you get from 89.7 NPR News already. All of the listening, all of the entertainment, all of the information, all of the public affairs journalism that is shared with you on 89.7 NPR News every single day. You get everything we're talking about today. You get all of the content of 89.7 NPR News and the good feeling that you know that you're supporting it. And a lot of one-of-a-kind advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing today. Don't wait. Yeah, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. It occurs to me that there's no problem in our supply line. None whatsoever. And these make great gifts.
Yep.
They've told us in the past that fully a third of these thank you gifts are acquired to give as a gift to a family member. And, as the holidays approach, this would be a great time. And you're assured of timely delivery because our inventory is sufficient and our distribution is top of the line, and you won't have to wait around for the receipt of your thank you gifts.
I'm glad you brought up the gift giving idea about this, because you could also split it up. And I always kind of put this scenario out there. Say you have three kids, maybe three grandkids. They're all kind of in different stages of their life. One's just getting out of college, or maybe one's, just getting out of college, doesn't have a lot of, extra income, but maybe that's the book for them, something they can sit down and read and start to think about personal finance and what it means. Maybe somebody, maybe another one is 5 years into their first job, they've socked away some money, the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Maybe they're thinking about starting to invest. Maybe they're getting more involved in their retirement portfolio. The Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, again, it's, you can give these to different people. They don't all have to go to the same person either. They can be split up and shared. For $20 a month, it's a great gift-giving idea.
That's right, and the DVD is almost an hour and a half of information dealing with the topics we're discussing here and
right.
more.
Exactly. But there are thank you gifts that are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. So don't wait. Call now while Jonathan is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We've been talking to Jonathan Pond here on All Sides for 12 years now, and we thought he had some great advice and tips 10 years ago as we recovered from the Great Recession, but 2020 was unprecedented. And the past 18-plus months has you questioning your finances, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future with knowledge. Get financial planning advice for right now with the financial planner, and then get investing investing advice for your future with the Investment Planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month, it's a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning and then catch All Sides during the midday and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you are a dedicated public radio fan. And your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package. And thanks to Deborah Anderson in Columbus for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, we love to get listener questions. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Donna in Medina, you're on the air. Hi, Donna.
Good morning. I wanted to ask if it's advisable to move 401k money into an IRA or Roth IRA. I heard there might be a tax advantage.
Okay, Donna, there's the first of all, whether you could move it into a or roll it over into a 401k or a Roth 401k depends upon whether it is now deemed to be a traditional traditional 401k or a Roth 401k. So there's no decision there. But either way, if the money is with a former employer, I think it often makes sense to roll it over to an IRA. There are no taxes due. You have to make sure you adhere to the rules, but they're pretty straightforward. No taxes due from the rollover. And the rollover gives you more choice in your investments and usually better choices in investments than is offered by most employers. So Donna, I would say go ahead and do it. There's another exception for those over age 59 and a half who are able also to take money from their 401k or 403b for that matter and roll it over, even though they're still working in the same institution. So that rollover is available to those who are still working at the company, but are over 59 and a half. Otherwise, if it's a former employer, at any age, you can move it over. And I encourage it, except for people who may like their 401k from their former employee and maybe a little reticent to have 7,000 choices rather than 17 choices in their company plan. And if so, just keep it with the 401k.
Donna, thanks for that question. Anyone else? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And thanks to Charles Borden and Marion for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. Remember, you are the foundation of our budget here at 89.7 NPR News. So show your support right now. We appreciate it. My guest this hour, Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner. He's dedicated much of his career to educating the public on personal finance. His latest book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is titled Safe Money in Tough Times. Do you feel like we're in tough times, Jonathan Pond?
You know, it's interesting, and I titled the program and the planner's Safe Money in Tough Times because it occurred to me that we all go through tough times, and there are certain things you can do to prepare for those tough times, and that's the underpinnings of what we're doing here. The tough times may be uncontrollable. The economy, worldwide problems that affect everyone. It may be layoffs, which are no one's fault, and those are exogenous. And then there are the tough times that happen personally. Unwise investments, or simply a declining investment market, health issues, and those will beget tough times. Tough times simply educating your kids. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's just an enormous burden on many families. So we all go through tough times, and yet we survive them. And the purpose of what we're, the program and the thank you gifts is to help you structure your financial life so that you can weather these storms that are inevitable and be able to thrive in the future and achieve your financial aspirations. It's something that we all have to reflect on. There's we did a list of issues that happen in one's life that have severely negative financial implications. And the list was about 15. And I surveyed people with these 15, people who were well into retirement. And I said, how many of these tough times did you go through? And the average was 4. And it's something that we have to prepare for. And the better off you are with your finances, you've organized things, you're saving regularly, you're investing wisely, you've got the right kind of insurance, you've got an estate plan, you do these things. And this isn't brain surgery, that's for sure. This is not. You stick to basics and ignore all this conflicting information from family members or coworkers and just do sensible things with your money, and it is going to inure to your benefit, whatever tough times you may have to endure. That's the purpose of the program. That's the purpose of the planners, the investment planner, the financial planner. It's the purpose of the DVD and the book. It's to help you feel better about your financial future because you're doing the right things, and you're even if you're in the midst of tough times or you haven't been very successful in your financial life, it's going to give you the encouragement to go forward and do it. This isn't magic, but it is a sensible way to approach it. And I've been doing this for about 150 years and it's gratifying to hear from people. I was over in Fenway Park at my beloved Red Sox for one of the playoff games, and a guy stopped me and said, you know, you've really helped our family. Wow. In our financial lives. And that just makes it all worth it. By the way, these planners are a lot of work for me. And I'm happy to do the work because I know I'm getting good information out to people who in turn have had the good sense to make a contribution of support to WOSU or their public media station. And it's a win-win situation, but you need to get in touch because it is absolutely the fact that these are only available through public media. So you won't find them anywhere else. As I often say, and Anne will chuckle about this, don't call my office in Boston and try to sleaze your way into this. We hear all sorts of sob stories and we say, just go back to the station. Shortcut this. And make a call right now, 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. It's simple. It'll make you feel great, particularly if you're not yet a member of the team. And if you are, if you can step up, it's gonna help you, and it's gonna help your family members. You know, you have a child. I've got 3 adult children now, young adults, and they, you know, I'm thinking to myself, are we going to be supporting them in our dotage, or are they going to be supporting us? It's nice to know that they're doing reasonably well. Some are better than others. If you have more than one kid, it's shocking how different they are in their approach to money. But anyway, that I digress. And
I feel like I've listened to them grow up, you know, over the years. Yeah.
How did they turn out so different? But anyway, this isn't all dollars and cents. It's kind of fun, and extend to me the privilege and I deem it a privilege to help you and your loved ones achieve a better financial life and not have to pay a fortune for it, not have to worry about whether you can trust the information. And I'll because I wouldn't have been doing this for, 82 years through WOSU. It's something like that. It's approaching 82 years. It's a labor of love for me. And I hope you will show your support.
866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You remember, your contribution to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. So think about how much you've been relying on this station over the past several months. You listen for important information about vaccines and booster shots. You listen to learn more about masking debates and vaccine mandates. You listen to hear from healthcare experts about COVID-19 so you can make smart decisions for yourself and your family, and you listen to learn more about the economy. All Sides has done several shows about our current economic situation. You turn to public radio for news and information. You come here for facts. That is what we bring you, facts. But we cannot do it without you. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We have a call here from Suzanne in Michigan. Hi, Suzanne. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the air today.
Sure.
I'm an avid fan of Jonathan for probably 20 years. I subscribe to his weekly newsletter. I've bought probably two or three of his different books, including Smart Money and Tough Times. Thank you, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And your website has awesome resources that are free to use. And we've used those with our family. Thank you again for that.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yep. Oh, no, we appreciate you. You've done quite a great public service and also for promoting public broadcasting, because we donate to our local public radio and television stations also. My question is, my husband and I took lump sum pensions from our former employer. We didn't expect the former employer to fulfill their pension obligation for the next 25 to 35 years through our lifetime at the advice of our financial planner. And so we've been putting the money, not invested yet, into an annuity, but we were curious, what percentage of this lump sum pension should we invest in an annuity, you know, to create our own pension? And then what interest rate should we be looking for? That, you know, the reason is we've been not quite putting on ice, if you will, but we're looking for better interest rate offerings. And then just to determine, like, I think the nominal he was thinking is like 30%.
30% what?
Of our lump sum. So if we get a lump sum pension,
yeah, it should be no more than a third.
Correct.
And it's, you know, the annuities are often suggested, and I'll be very frank, because it's a money grab, or it's the highest kind of commission that could be received, or could with various products. But it sounds like you're getting sound advice. So I guess the thing I would most strongly encourage is to shop around and look for annuities, which you could do with a search on the internet. That might be paying better rates than are being offered to you. The commissions aren't outrageous on immediate pay annuities. So I wouldn't worry about something like a deferred annuity, which has a much higher commission rate. So number one, I think you're getting sound advice. The 30% is a good amount. You don't want to go higher. The problem is that interest rates are so low now that, and these are tied to interest rates, that you could wait around for interest rates to rise and get a much better deal. So sometimes it makes sense to do a little bit now and wait 5 years and see if you can get a better deal if interest rates rise. And you will get a better deal because your life expectancy will be 5 years shorter. So you're on the right track. No problem taking the money and out, withdrawing a lump sum and doing it yourself. Sometimes the the company pension plans offer really great deals. Other times, most times, they're not a particularly good deal, again, because of interest rates. So I think you're right on in the way you approach, you're approaching the dilemma. And it's important. I mean, it's very important what you're doing. You're doing it the right way. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Suzanne, for that call, and thanks for listening. I hope you found a new radio station to listen to besides your local. Thanks to Julie Hammond in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. It is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News here, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time to make a gift right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people. Our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick up one of two planners. You can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. This is one-of-a-kind advice. You fill out a confidential questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you recommendations that are specific to you and your current situation. If you've done financial planning in the past, this is a great way to do a quick check-in. I think it's a, I find it incredibly valuable. It's a way to compare and contrast with maybe your financial advisor that you have. If you have done, if you have never done it, had anyone look at your financial situation, this is a great place to start. Give $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. Call or text the word give to 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Jonathan, the questions, the questionnaires for the financial planner and the investment planner, how detailed are they? Can you give people a little thumbnail on what you're talking about here?
Yeah, the financial planner is, excuse me, is takes about a half hour to fill out, and you don't need anything. You don't need to, you know, look into arcane information because it's all, you can do it pretty much from memory. And as a matter of fact, most of the questions say, have a, I don't know, because I wanted to make it easy to fill out. Most of these financial planning services have a, like a 75 page questionnaire. This is simple, but it gives me the information to have enough information to provide you with sound advice, specific to your own needs. No two are alike. That's the beauty of these things. The investment planner might take a little longer, but not very much longer, because we need you to indicate the amount of investments you have in retirement accounts, brokerage accounts, bank accounts, and what have you. You know, in general terms, it doesn't need to be the penny or the dollar. And that way we can provide you with guidance on that. The investment planner actually recommends specific mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, all no-commission funds, that are specific to your own situation. That's the beauty of it. You know, everybody else in this industry recommends the same funds, usually their own funds that they have through their companies. These are the best funds that are available, and they can be acquired with no commission. So that's the I think the beauty there. And it also shows you where you should be putting your money. Is your money, excuse me again, is your money better placed in an IRA or a 401k or outside of those accounts? And we know enough about your situation to be able to provide that kind of detailed guidance. So I think both of these planners, you're going to find you can understand it, you can certainly trust it, and you're going to benefit from it. And we even have priority lists of what you should be doing, because these planners offer a lot, you know, provide a lot of recommendations, and we don't want you to feel overwhelmed. So we show you which are the most important things to do first. And these have been years and years in development, and I'm very happy with the results and the fact that they're regularly updated. So that's what I have to offer, but you got to pick up the phone or put fingers to keyboard. It's 866-897-9678 and call or text the word give, or simply go to WOSU.org. It's simple to do. It's a thing that'll make you feel very good, and it will help all of the members of the community take advantage of this incredible community resource, WOSU.
We are looking for about 10 more shows of support and just about 15 minutes left in the program. Again, the number is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. It is our fall membership drive, and your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. You depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR, on 89.7 NPR News. Support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we're offering a great we're offering you a great thank you gift from Jonathan Pond. Call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. And when you text give to our phone number, you will instantly get back a link so you can easily make your gift to 89.7 NPR News. We appreciate it so much. We want to make it as easy as possible for you. Thanks to Julia Keckstein in Columbus. That means nine more to go for the hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Mike in Worthington, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ann, and thanks for this show. I am a sustainer, and I recommend all our listeners jump on board doing that. But that's not my question.
Okay, thank you.
We're in our late 70s and have sold a house, and we're trying to think what might be the two or three things we should think about as we determine where to place this money. We don't need it immediately, but we'd like to have it as an option for consideration down the way. And if you've got some thoughts on that, it would be wonderful. And I'd ask, might I take our answers off the air, please?
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Jonathan Pond?
Yes. This nice problem to have, and I think the issue, Mike, is if there are thoughts that perhaps you'll be using it in the future, how essential is it that you keep the money intact? The fact is you got a lot of years to be able to invest this money. And if there are children who are earmarked for an inheritance and they might inherit this, it's all the more reason to invest it, particularly at least half in stocks, perhaps more. It's your call, certainly. Retirees need to invest for both growth and rising income, and dividend paying stocks or ETFs or mutual funds that provide that hold individuals dividend paying stocks are a good place to be. And should the market turn around and decline, dividend paying stocks tend to hold up a little better, if not quite a bit better, than stocks that don't pay dividends. So that I think that's what you will want to do. I would say at least 40% in stocks, and perhaps more if you're comfortable with risk or this is earmarked for a younger generation. A lot of retirees lose sight of the fact that if there's money that they have that they're going to pass on to what I refer to as their ill-deserving heirs, you would invest it as if it were their money. So if you've got heirs in their 50s or so who are, on the receiving end of what you would hope would be an inheritance, you would invest it like someone in their 50s. So remember, the way you invest, Mike, and everyone else, is more dependent on how long you're going to need the money or the heirs will need the money than it is your age. Just the fact that you're you know, you're just retired or you're in your late 70s, it's a function of how long the money's going to need to last. Someone in their late 70s has got to look at 15, 20 or 20 years, if not more, that the money may be utilized, which would again argue for equities or stocks. And particularly now that bonds aren't paying anything. Bonds have a role in a portfolio, no question. Even though they're not paying much, they provide a foundation. Mm-hmm. And after this long bull market, you need a strong foundation, and that's what bonds will provide, or similar types of securities. So good luck, Mike.
Thank you, Cynthia Morris in Columbus. That means we have 8 more to go in the hour, and we have just about 9 minutes to go, and it only takes a couple minutes, if that, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support right now. We need you like you need us. That's the way it sort of works, is we every day work hard to bring you the kind of programming that you depend on every day. And we depend on you as the foundation of our budget to achieve that. 866-897-9678. Thanks to Laura Henry in Columbus. That means we have just 7 more to go and just about 8 minutes to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Andy in North Carolina, you're on the air. Hi, Andy.
Well, good morning, Ann and Jonathan. I've known Jonathan for many years since he developed that mantra of don't accept responsibility for anything that eats.
That's
it.
Good to hear from you, Andy. Yep.
Good to hear from you, and thank you for taking the time. I'm curious as to where real estate fits into a retirement plan. I am retired. I have 2 homes, fortunately. Not a lot of debt, but not a lot of money either, or income, but I can't afford them at this time. I guess the question is, how long do I hold on to one or both, or do I turn it into cash? I'm a little afraid with the volatility of the stock market and inflation, and just wonder if diversification in real estate continues to be something I should look toward.
Well, Andy, the real estate is usually a valuable holding in an inflationary environment. So I think the situation that you need to evaluate is whether or not, or how long you want to use both homes, because I think you're making good use of both of them now, if that's my recollection, and worry about turning them into cash when a second home, which, you know, second homes can really be a pain as we get up there in years, but when the second home just becomes something that becomes burdensome, then that's the time to sell it. But if the money isn't needed, and in this environment, with stock markets at record highs, of course, real estate is too, but real estate sitting there looking like it still has very positive prospects, I think you're better off. The status quo is better off, my friend.
Andy, thanks a lot for that call, and thanks for listening to 89.7 NPR News. Again, thanks to Laura Henry in Columbus. We have 7 more to go before the end of the hour in just about 6 minutes. Laura moved here this summer from Minneapolis. She wrote to us, and she said she's happy to be a new member. We love our new members. There's a couple reasons why. Obviously, we love the support that you're showing for 89.7 NPR News, but we know that when you become a new member of 89.7 NPR News, it just feels good. It's sort of hard to explain. We can't explain it, what it means to be doing the right thing with your money and doing the right thing with your time by spending time with us on 89.7 NPR News and then showing support for the station that you listen to every day. Laura probably knows what a great resource this is for getting to know the community. And there are a lot of people moving here right now and probably will be for a long time to come. We're one of the fastest growing places in the country. This is a great resource for newcomers. And if you want to be not only a newcomer, but a new member, call this number now, 866-897-9678. It is our fall membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is $20 a month as a sustainer. Because you get everything. You get to support public radio and you get Jonathan Pond's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner, all of which can be shared with other people. You don't have to use them yourself. You could take that $20 a month and you can create three gifts from that. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Andrew Zidar in Columbus. That means we have six more to go before the end of the hour, and we can meet this goal when you give. Now's the time to pick up the phone, call 866-897-9678, or text the word to that number, or just go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially now. The past year and a half has shown us that nothing is certain except change. So if you have taken advantage of Jonathan's advice in the past, and we've heard a couple callers today from other states that obviously have, it might be time to make an additional gift to 89.7 NPR News and give your finances a little 2021 checkup. Call with your contribution to 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thank you to Michael Davis in Columbus. That means we have just five to go and just about 3.5 minutes. I know we can make it with your help. When you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher, we know you know. We are going to bring you information you can trust. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations on issues that matter. We will continue to cover the ongoing pandemic. We will cover the always changing economy. We'll keep you up to date on everything from redistricting in Ohio to police practices in Columbus. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on and will continue to depend on. Give at WOSU.org or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. And thanks to Heather Shipley in Westerville. We have four to go in just about 2.5 minutes. I know we can get there. For $20 a month as a sustaining member, your gift, your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for $20 a month. Maybe you can use the investment planner for yourself and then give the financial planner and the book to someone you know who might need a little financial advice. Maybe someone just getting their start in their career. Maybe somebody who's just bought their first house. This is a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of shows like this one. Don't let this membership opportunity pass by. Yeah, Jonathan Pond.
One thing I'd like to say is that there's no deadline in completing the questionnaires. Some people take a long time to complete them. Our goal is to get you the information when you need it most. But the deadline is the end of the our programming today. It will be a while perhaps before you can take advantage of these. So I hope you'll do that. It's the right thing to do. If you're already a member, step up to an additional show of support and take advantage of these gifts. If you're not yet a member, I'm particularly proud of how many new members join the fold when our programming is airing. So please get on the phone right now, 866-897-9678, or WOSU.org.
As a regular listener to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics that reflect the latest news and trends in Central Ohio and beyond. Every Monday, you hear our weekly reporter roundtable. You learn about the latest bills moving through the State House. Every Wednesday, it's Wellness Wednesday. You learn about fitness trends and cutting-edge research. We've spent a lot of time going into the COVID-19 issue. We do it all every day. We do it for you. We need your support now. We still have four to go before the end of the hour. 866-897-9678. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global, we're local. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support and your thanks to Jonathan Pond. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.